Welcome to an encounter with Father Morris Emmalou.
Today's encounter is an evidence of love. One of my most favorite saints is Teresa of the Child Jesus, St. Teresa of Lisieux. From her, I learned something simple but profound about love. A fellow nun whom Teresa loved so much as a friend wasn't hanging out with her, preferring the company of another nun. At first, Teresa felt neglected. However, she prayed about it and realized that if she genuinely loved this nun, the proof of that love would be to see the nun enjoy the relationships she, the nun, loved. In other words, if what makes someone I love happy is to spend time in the garden, I should feel satisfied that the person I love is comfortable doing what he or she likes. This is a simple but powerful way of looking at love. We see this in parents too. Many parents love to see their kids do what they love doing, especially if those things are good. Love is one of those qualities that makes us go beyond ourselves. It's the quality of otherness, the real opposite of narcissism. Applying this principle to the Word of God, we read today from 1 John 2:3 to 11. Here, St. John introduces a theme that he says isn't a new commandment. Instead, it's an old commandment, love of neighbor. St. John connects this love with knowing God, explaining that knowing God is about keeping God's commandment, one of which is loving our neighbor. Often, we hear people claim that they love, yet seldom do we see evidence of that love. Many times we hear worship songs echoing through the choir stands of cathedrals, but few hearts of love in real life attend as proof of that worship. Frequently, we know a lot about God, but little of Him as our Lord and Savior, the one who loves us and calls us to love others as we are loved. The true knowledge of God is love knowledge, not head knowledge. It is the knowledge that makes us fall in love with what is pleasing to God. It is the knowledge that orients us to feel happy when God is glorified, and to jump in when duty calls in response to God's commandment for us to love one another. Humanly speaking, to love the seemingly unlovable is very difficult. To love someone who is working very hard to undermine us or who hates us is a hard choice to make. Such a decision is the true test of love. Personally, it's been one of my challenges. How do I do this? I don't know if it is easy for you to do. Thoughts of what a person has done in the past or what he or she continues to do without qualms refreshes the pain, making it tougher to love. It's in cases like these that we see how much we need God's grace to love. Love is God, and God is love. As St. Augustine says, God can pour that love into our hearts. Hence, first, we need to ask for the grace of loving as Jesus loves. Second, love is a choice we make. Loving is different from liking. We tend to like people when we are easily connected at an emotional or common interest level. But loving takes a lot. We choose to love as we choose to hate. Remember that famous line, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Those who love are those who choose to love anyway, even when the going gets tough. You and I can be inspired to be one of those. It is God's desire. I hope it's your desire too. Reflect. Loving a friend or someone I admire is easy. But loving that person who hates and undermines me is simply not my thing. Yet, Lord, you tell me to love my enemy and pray for those who insult me. How do I practice this? Do I take the risk of seeing the good in that person about whom I do not care much? Do I focus on their good side as a way to give them the benefit of the doubt? Or do I only focus on the negative and get sucked into bitterness and a spirit of vengeance? Am I ready to love as Jesus loves? Or will I take the risk of finding excuses to not love the unlovable? Pray. Lord, you've taught me that it is in loving and praying for my enemy that I lead a Christian life. It is in doing so that I believe I can end the cycle of hate and bitterness. Give me the grace to love as you love. Pour your spirit of love in my heart so that I can love as you do. I know I can't be as perfect as you are, but I want to be better than I am. I ask for your grace. Amen. God love you. God bless you.
You've been listening to An Encounter with Father Morris Emmalou, excerpts from the book series of the same name. You can get your own copy of An Encounter with Father Morris Emmalou at revemmalou.com. That's revemelu.com.